Research and future prospects in laughter psychology constitute an exciting and expanding field, opening new paths to understand and cultivate this universal human ability. With advances in neuroscience, positive psychology, and brain imaging technologies, researchers now have increasingly precise tools to explore the biological, psychological, and social mechanisms that underpin laughter and its benefits. One of the most promising avenues concerns the study of neural circuits involved in laughter, using techniques such as functional MRI or transcranial stimulation. Recent work has thus identified key regions of the brain, such as the median prefrontal cortex or the insula, which are activated during the experience of laughter and humor. These discoveries pave the way for a better understanding of the neurobiological basis of laughter and its links with other cognitive and emotional functions. For example, a study conducted among patients with brain lesions has shown that damage in certain regions of the frontal lobe can affect the ability to produce and appreciate humor, suggesting a crucial role for these areas in the cognitive and affective processing of laughter. Another major area of research concerns the clinical applications of laughter and humor in the prevention and treatment of psychological disorders. An increasing number of studies are evaluating the effectiveness of intervention programs based on laughter, such as laughter yoga or humor therapy, to reduce stress, anxiety, depression, or improve the quality of life of patients with chronic diseases. A recent meta-analysis has shown that humor-based interventions have significant effects on reducing depressive symptoms and improving emotional well-being, with effect sizes comparable to those of other established therapies. These studies open up exciting prospects for integrating laughter more systematically into care protocols, in addition to traditional therapeutic approaches. They also invite further training of health professionals in laughter therapy techniques to equip them to use this resource ethically and tailored to the needs of each patient. A key challenge for future research will be to refine the understanding of specific mechanisms of action of laughter to better understand its therapeutic indications and limitations. This will involve distinguishing the proper effects of laughter from those related to other factors, such as social support, physical activation, or positive expectations, which can also contribute to the observed benefits. An innovative study compared the effects of a laughter yoga program to those of a physical exercise program and a discussion group on the well-being of older people. While all three interventions showed significant benefits, laughter yoga had specific effects on reducing stress and improving mood, suggesting specific mechanisms of action for laughter beyond the general effects related to physical activity and social interactions. Another exciting challenge for coming research will be to explore the cultural and intercultural dimensions of laughter in order to better understand how this universal expression varies and is conveyed in different social contexts. Anthropological and cross-cultural studies will allow for an understanding of the specificities of humorous codes, laughter rituals, and social functions of laughter in various societies, opening up new prospects for promoting dialogue and mutual understanding. An international research project brought together researchers from different countries to study expressions of laughter and humor in various cultural contexts, from Amazonian tribes to Asian megacities. By analyzing similarities and differences in humor practices, researchers hope to identify universal constants and cultural specificities to fuel programs of intercultural education through laughter. Finally, future research will need to focus on developing finer and more standardized measurement tools to assess the effects of laughter on well-being and health. While numerous scales and questionnaires already exist, such as the STCI State Trait Cheerfulness Inventory or the MSHS Multidimensional Sense of Humor Scale, they still need to refine their validity and sensitivity to capture the richness and complexity of the laughter experience. The development of biological markers of laughter, such as saliva cortisol measurement and certain immune parameters, will also allow for an objective assessment of the physiological effects of laughter and track their evolution during interventions. A team of researchers is working on the validation of a new tool, the LERS Laughter Experience Rating Scale, aimed at multidimensionally assessing the different facets of the experience of laughter, integrating cognitive, emotional, physiological, and social aspects. By improving the measurement of the subjective experience of laughter, this tool could help better understand the mechanisms of therapeutic change and tailor interventions more personally. In summary, research and future prospects in laughter psychology are a flourishing and promising field, opening new paths to understand and cultivate this precious resource for well-being and health. In combining the insights of neuroscience, positive psychology, and social sciences, this work will help refine our understanding of laughter mechanisms and develop increasingly relevant and effective interventions. For the laughter therapist, staying informed about scientific advances is essential to nourish their practice and embed it in a rigorous and ethical approach, in the service of everyone's fulfillment. Key takeaways: research in laughter psychology is experiencing significant growth, thanks to advances in neuroscience, positive psychology, and brain imaging. Studying the neural circuits involved in laughter allows for a better understanding of its neurobiological basis and its links with cognitive and emotional functions. The clinical applications of laughter in the prevention and treatment of psychological disorders are garnering increasing interest, with promising effects on reducing stress, anxiety, and depression. Future research will need to refine the understanding of laughter's specific mechanisms of action, distinguishing its own effects from those related to other factors, social support, physical activity, positive expectations. Exploring the cultural and intercultural dimensions of laughter will provide insights into its specificities and social functions in different contexts. Developing finer, standardized measurement tools, as well as biological markers of laughter, will be crucial for objectively and individually assessing its effects on well-being and health. For laughter practitioners, staying informed about such scientific advances is crucial to nourish a rigorous and ethical practice, in the service of everyone's fulfillment.